You may be seated.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
When the Lord brought that scripture to me over there, I had something different.
The Lord changed it on you.
I was planning on preaching, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. I had it marked. I had it to read. I was going to preach it.
Praise the Lord.
Isn't it something how he can change the course of a river in a moment?
Amen.
Isn't it something how he can take a man so deep in sin and turn him in a moment?
Amen.
As a born again child of God.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Isn't it something that he can take the clay?
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
And make his own image.
Come on.
Whoa. As a mirror looking into a form of a man.
Amen.
Yes.
When I look into this book, I see somebody, and you're only going to see him by the Spirit.
Come on, brother.
Come on.
Yes, hallelujah.
Oh, yeah, Lord. Praise God.
My blessing, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
And yet we can see the potter because he's formed and made the clay.
Amen.
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 Blessing, Lord.
David was a man after the heart of God.
Yeah.
I love the different psalms that he would, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
Yes.
He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He restoreth my soul.
Yes.
My cup runneth over.
Yes. Well, come on, yes, sir.
I mean, there was times when he would worship, people would didn't like how he worshiped.
That's a truth.
Especially when he looked like he was dancing with hardly nothing on. But isn't there something how the flesh wants to war against the spirit and the spirit against the flesh, as much as light and darkness?
Right.
Amen.
Holiness and unholiness.
Yes.
Truth and false truth.
Amen.
And yet David.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord.
He would enter in to the place to worship.
Amen.
Yes.
I wonder today if there's any Miriams or any Davids in the house. Because when he came, he didn't come in there to perform for himself or one another. He come to worship and praise the Almighty God. And the Bible said he inhabits the praises of his people. God is no respecter of persons. Come on now. If you truly worship him out of the abundance of your heart, when you speak about him, when two or three are there gathered in his name, he said, I'm going to step right into the midst with the body of Christ. Oh, I feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost in heaven.
Yes, sir, brother. Bless you, Lord.
Yep. Revive us again, O Lord. Revive us as the heart panteth after the water brook. My soul panteth after thee, O God. Let me be a doorkeeper in the house of God.
Yes, it is after him. Yes, Jesus.
Preach it, brother.
Thank you, Lord.
That's where people would come in.
Praise God.
Isn't that wonderful when you can walk into the church and somebody greets you in the name of the Lord?
Yes. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God.
I want to get past the door though.
Come on, brother.
Come on, brother. Yeah. Yeah.
Because he stands at the door.
Amen. Amen, brother.
Here's where I want him to come into this door. Here's where I want him to come and live. Come and bind. The master calls. I want to break the bread of life in the house of God. I want to see true worship in the spirit and in the truth. I want to see the law with your lips under God Almighty, lifting up holy hands under God.
Yes. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Oh, my.
Yes. Hey, Holy One.
How do you can touch more than the hem of his garment?
Yes. Oh,
come on, my brother.
I know we can say Hosanna in the highest.
Hosanna!
But there was somebody there that really needed him. There was somebody there that was a dying. There was somebody that was unclean. There was somebody. Oh, but if I could but touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm learning more about him.
Praise God.
I can see at times why there's a battle going on.
Trusting Father.
Hallelujah.
When you start drawing nigh to God.
Amen.
I said when you start really drawing nigh.
Right.
When you begin to say, I'm going to seek him with all my heart. I'm going to call upon him in the midnight hour. I was glad when I came to.
Thank you, Lord.
Even that high priest could not enter into that place.
That's it.
But once a year.
Right.
They would even tie a thing on him when he went in there. Uh-huh. Long as those bells were still ringing.
Woo, the bells.
Amen.
Brother, when those bells quit ringing, something happened.
Amen. Amen.
He ain't going there. They pulled him out.
Amen.
Well, I can tell you that God helped us. Oh, I think that altar is still a place to come to. I still believe that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. He said, I am the bread of life. I am the first and the last. I'm Alpha and Omega. I'm the beginning. I am the end. I'm the bottom. My God was the clay. Let him mold you and me.
Glory.
He said, if you open up your mouth wide, I'll fill it.
Thank you, Lord.
Some people can't even give a testimony.
Come on,
amen. That'd be like we're going to a restaurant, we all sit down there.
Uh-huh.
And we're sitting there.
Yeah.
And I've done it before. I said, what are you going to eat?
Uh-huh.
But what I'd like to find out,
come on, brother.
Yeah.
Who's been eating there before?
Praise the Lord.
Come on. I said, brother, Chicken, you eaten here before? Yes, we have.
Uh-huh.
Is it good? I wouldn't have brought you here if it wasn't. Some people say, that's not my nature. You'll find out that ain't God's nature either.
Amen.
Uh-huh, come on.
He said, if you confess me,
yeah.
I'll confess you. You deny me, I'll deny you.
Yeah.
Oh, do you know that tongue has the power of life and death in it?
Right. Yeah. Right. Amen.
That's true. Yeah.
I thought, Lord,
Woo.
A doorkeeper.
Lord.
A doorkeeper.
Amen.
Praise
have you ever went to these hotels where you go and check in and there's the bellboy hanging over there?
Uh-huh.
Next thing you know, he's right over there beside you. I didn't call him over here. Those suitcases called him over here.
Amen.
That's right.
Come on.
Yep.
When's the last time you... Now, let's be honest about it.
Yep.
This revival.
Yeah. Come
on. Nothing bothered.
How many of us?
You can feel that, brother.
That called somebody.
Come on, brother.
Uh-huh.
And said, "Very revival."
Wow.
Sunday there was a move of the Holy Ghost. How many did that? But then it's something you can be there and find out about somebody, and the whole church knows about it in no time.
Yeah.
There you go.
Come on, preach it. Yep.
Yeah.
Go to the temple. Bless you, Lord.
We get on the phone, but sometimes we use it for the wrong reason.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Help us, Jesus.
See, I think the Bible says go into the highways in the Bible.
Amen.
I found out I can use a phone today.
Thank you, Lord.
That's right. That's right.
Instead of just talking on it about something, using it for the glory of God.
Amen.
Amen.
Come on.
Yes.
Come on. Isn't it something? I mean, I've been in a revival word church and come to find out somebody finally shows up and he said, "Hey, I didn't know you was having a revival.
Yeah.
But will you go to church here?"
Yeah.
Come on.
You mean nobody told you? That doorkeeper, he watches him come in.
Uh-huh. Come on, brother.
How you doing, brother?
Yep.
How you doing, sister?
Yep. Glory.
Blessing, Father.
When you come through that door, Christ.
Amen.
Come on. Jesus, thank you, Jesus.
Oh.
Come on, brother.
I believe he's so wonderful that he'll prepare a table.
Amen. Amen.
That's right.
Yep,
right here.
Amen.
He said, "I am the bread of life."
Yes, amen.
Yes.
I like what he said to the devil. He's hungry. Jesus is hungry. He's been fasting 40 days and 40 nights.
Amen.
I'm glad he didn't ask me to do that.
God bless him, Lord.
Come on now.
Amen.
I have a hard time with 3 days and nights. Come on. Shout with me a little bit if you want to now. Come on. Come on, especially when you keep it secretly.
Come on.
Come on, next thing you know, the whole church knows about it. Boy, it's quiet in here.
Come on, brother.
Blessing, Lord.
Blessing, Lord.
Now, what did Jesus say to the devil that tempted him? Did he argue with him?
No.
Did he try to tell him who he was?
No.
Praise God.
You better believe it, brother.
Thank you, Lord.
Come on, brother.
And what did he say? If thou be the Son of God.
Yeah. That devil for you.
Turn those stones into bread.
Yes,
yeah. Amen.
Brother, he was talking to the bread.
Amen. Amen. Yes. Amen.
You know what he said to the devil? I threw you out a long time ago. No. You know what he said to the devil? Man shall not live by bread alone.
That's right.
But by what? By every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God.
Amen.
Oh, somebody. Oh, I feel the anointing of
it.
How much have you been in that Bible? Come on. Come on. Come on. It's a word today. How much? Oh, come on. How much have you got in there to search the scriptures? How much have you got hungry for the words of eternal life? How much? Come on, tell somebody. He's prepared the table, but it's up to you and me to come and die. My Lord and my God, somebody. All week long, from one Sunday to the next, how much have you? He spreads the table.
Amen.
And blessed are they that hunger and thirst. God said, for they shall be filled. And if you believe, as the scriptures have said, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water.
Praise God. Praise God.
Thank you, Father.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Holy Ghost.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
he
you,
paid Lord. The price.
Praise God. Fill us up, Lord.
God bless
Amen.
You.
Run us over.
Let my cup run us over.
Yeah.
Amen.
Good word, brother.
Now let's be truthful.
Praise
if we're not truthful to the Word of God, then we're troubled. We're in big trouble.
Amen.
See, God cannot lie.
That's right.
He's not going to change the Word.
That's right.
Yeah, thank you, Lord.
He's still the same.
Yeah.
Back there at that mountain.
Come on.
He's still the same back there when the devil was tempting him. He was still the same, and he's still the same when he hungered and thirsted. When he was hanging on the cross, he was still the same.
Amen.
When they were trying to stone him, he was still the same.
Amen.
Come on. Today, right now, he's still the same. He's seated at the right hand of God Almighty. This word of God is alive by the Spirit of God, and it's begotten in the temple by the word of God.
Thank you, Lord.
As I change not, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall never.
Never.
I heard there was a man, he hated God. He hated God.
Oh yeah.
He wanted nothing to do with God.
Thank you, Lord. Great.
His wife got saved. And now there's all of a sudden there's a big change, light and darkness now.
Come on, amen.
True light will expose darkness. I used to love the hunting fish. I'm telling you, I loved it so much I breathed it and ate it. I used to go with the cold nightcrawler hunting. You may have heard of that.
Oh yeah.
Well, that's your thing. I'd go through there. I don't want a real bright light. Cold nightcrawler dark light. When you put that light on him, he don't have no eyes.
Come on. Yeah, put the light on
it,
brother.
That light don't have no eyes.
Put that light on, brother.
Somehow that eye affects you.
Oh, amen. Amen. Yeah.
You put that light on that and you go, there you go.
Right.
I didn't say a word to him.
That's right.
Praise the Lord.
Have you ever got preaching and the anointing gets strong and all of a sudden somebody heads out the door?
Come on.
Somebody over there. That's my labor pain.
Come on.
My God. Get pregnant with the Lord, the Word of God. And you can say like Mary, whatever, give it to me. I walk according to your word. It's what I want, my Lord.
Oh, hallelujah.
Her most greatest when she asked him, how can this thing be?
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
See, I know no man.
Amen.
Oh, but there stood. I said this.
God bless
you. Oh, he was there. I said he was there in the midst. Be sin, I know no man. She's about ready to see that he is still the same today. He's still the same. Yes.
Lord,
I am the Lord God, I change not.
Amen. Amen.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
All glory.
Praise the Lord.
I'd rather be a doorkeeper.
My.
You know, some people come to church, claim to be Holy Ghost filled, born again.
Blessing God.
They're the first, they're the last to get here, and the first to leave.
First to leave.
Amen.
Come on, brother.
You know, I see this at Chester Hall. See? He knows more about you than I do.
Come on, brother.
Amen.
But Christ knows more about you than we do.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God.
How many would come to church? And I believe we're overcomers by the word of God.
Come on,
brother. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
We have a testimony.
Thank you, God.
And we claim to be born again, Holy Ghost people.
Come on.
Bless him, Father.
Good preach.
Outside of here, we're just what we wanted you.
Come on, brother.
We're peculiar people.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
We do things that confound the wise.
Come on.
They think we're stupid.
Thank you, Lord.
They don't believe all this shouting, jumping, speaking in tongues, and running around here.
I know, right?
Oh, I can just come in there and just sit there. and let the preacher preach to me, sing Amazing Grace, and tell me I got victory. When you walk out of here, you're still the same as you came.
Amen. Amen.
Preach it,
brother.
Bless
you,
Bob.
Come on.
Have your way, Lord.
Well, I used to go to carnivals. Guess what I liked at that carnival? I'd go with that big cotton candy machine. I couldn't believe how big that thing could get.
Yeah, brother.
But I had no problem eating it. Come on. Get that big thing. Sticky. Oh, don't get it in your hair.
Come on, amen.
I could sometimes preaching gets in your hair, don't it?
Yes,
come on, come on, come on, come on. At least I gotta say, if you see me down there, I might come in that you need prayer. No, what's your problem?
Pray for the Lord.
Blessing, brother. Oh, glory to God.
It's like this. It's like that one. That doctor says, what's wrong? I don't really know. I just don't know what's wrong with me, doc. That's why I come to you. But if I knew what was wrong with me, why would I need to come to you?
That's right.
Come on. Praise God.
You know what he does? He lays him on there. First, he just got all his clothes off.
Wow, bro.
Lays him on that examining board.
That's right.
Yeah.
First thing, a lot of times they open your mouth. Yeah. Why my mouth? It's not my mouth. He got your tongue. What's that got to do with it?
Come on, brother.
It ain't my tongue I'm here.
That's right.
Come on, Lord.
That's right.
Come on.
Let me look at your eye. It ain't my eyes either. He said, well, I'm giving you an examination.
Yeah.
Paul said, examine yourselves.
Come on, brother.
And see if you be found in the faith.
Yeah.
God, help me, Jesus. I feel the heavenly love. Oh, he begins to push on you.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Okay.
Yeah.
How's
that's
that? Okay,
that's
okay,
him.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. Well, it seemed like you're all right. Well, I wouldn't be here if I wasn't.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Have you been hurting anywhere? Well, yeah, some down here, some. Ooh!
Whoa, that's right.
He don't quit.
Come on, brother.
He don't say it. He said, oh.
Come on. Blessing, Father.
Ooh! Can't you tell he hurts?
Come on, brother.
Come on.
Come on. That's right.
I think the doctor said I found the problem. He knows the problem. He knows. He is the power. Let me pray. I tell somebody. He knows. He knows. He knows. He knows your thought. He knows your heart. He knows your mind. He knows your will. He knows how much you love.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Yes, Holy Lord. Oh,
what it is with God starts touching us, guess what we get? You.
Blessing, Father.
He don't love me.
Blessing, Father. Hallelujah.
If he really loved me, he would come and tell me he did. He's telling me he loves you when he's telling me the truth in that pulpit.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Good
true.
Amen.
I pray to God.
Glory.
I won't become your enemy because I tell you the truth.
Come on, brother. Amen.
Don't be an enemy to me.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord.
If you do, you better start loving me because it says love your enemy.
Right. Amen, brother. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
I can't stand that preacher.
God bless him, Lord.
I don't like what he preaches. I'm going to find me a church.
Oh, bless
you, Father. Yeah, you'll find you one.
Come on.
In there. Yeah.
I want to go where the Spirit of God has led.
Yeah.
I want to go.
Amen.
That doctor keeps putting his eyes going up for me.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Nurse, take him over to the x-ray room. We got one big enough. Where you're going to have to do immediate surgery on this man. What is it? He's losing the blood.
That's right.
Come on. You don't play with the blood.
That's right.
Oh, it's nothing but the blood.
Yeah.
Without the shedding of blood, we're still all in sin.
Yeah.
Come on. But I love the saying, there's power, wonder-working power in the blood. You know, when the enemy comes, you know what I tell him? I said, it's the blood. I'm covered by the blood. I'm washed by the blood. I'm sanctified by the blood. Oh, somebody, the devil hates that blood. That blood is the redeeming power. My God, that I bring you out of the sin into that marvelous light. I'm telling you, my Lord. Oh, there's wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, for without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. That's, come on, some of you might have had cancer and it's been in remission. Well, I can tell you, I know it great. I can tell you, he's better than any hospital. He's better than any surgeon. He is the great physician. He can speak a word, brother. Has he ever woke you up 3 o'clock in the morning and you say, well, do you know what time it is? I mean, when we come up with some strange opinions and ideals. You mean that preacher is preaching that?
Nothing, Father.
Why should I try to be something in the house of God until I become a partaker of it?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Come on, brother.
I tell you go to the altar, but I don't know.
Nothing, Father.
I tell you to come to church.
Come on.
And then when they come up, they say, well, who are you? I'm so, brother so-and-so. I don't see you here. I don't see Sister so-and-so. Oh, he tells me. Oh, he'll tell me. Enter into those gates with praise and thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Oh, we got a church that'll love you so much.
Yeah.
Oh, we got a church that, oh, I can tell you. Oh, they'll pray for you. They'll love you. And you go there 2 or 3 times and say, well, anybody you go up there in front of you, you go to the pastor or somebody. Say, brother, do you know a brother so-and-so?
Uh-huh. Mama.
Come on, brother.
Well, you know, he invited us to come to church.
Uh-huh. Praise the Lord.
But I noticed we've been here now for about a month and we haven't seen him. Are we in the right church?
Yeah. Come on, brother. Come on. Yes, come on.
And then they say, well, the pastor says, well, what's his name or somebody in the church? Someone says, yeah, he comes here. Well, is he in the hospital or something wrong with him?
Come on, brother.
Because he's been asking me to come to church for months. But when I do come here, I can't find you.
Come on, brother.
Bless you, Lord. Bless you, Lord.
Am I in the right church?
Come on, brother.
Oh, yeah, he's one of the deacons.
Hallelujah.
Uh-oh. Well, what it was, you know if he's okay? Well, I think he is. Have you ever carried a burden for somebody?
Yeah. Come on, brother, amen.
Well, you one of those, I got my own burden.
Nothing bothers
you. Praise your Father, praise your Father.
He said I was sick.
Thank you, God.
You came and visited me.
Amen.
Amen. I was a stranger.
Wow.
And you took me in.
Amen.
Right, yes.
I was hungry.
Yep.
And you fed me. They said, Lord, when did we ever do that to you?
Come on, bro.
You're the one that feeds multitudes of thousands with the loaves and fishes.
Amen.
You're the one that turns the water into.
Yes,
he was talking about us.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
God.
Bless him, Father.
Have you ever gone down the road and your car breaks down? Boy, you need help then, don't you?
Wow. Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
There's something. The well's deep.
Uh-huh.
I have no rope. I have nothing. The bucket. I don't know.
Praise you, God. Praise you, God. Praise you, God.
Father.
And the well is deep.
Amen.
But deep will call on the deep.
Yes.
Amen.
He's calling that church into a deeper self.
Yeah.
He's calling that church into a love that's inseparable.
Yeah.
He's calling. You know, isn't that something? You meet some pretty gal. Boy, she's a pretty girl.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Come on, brother.
Glory.
She can look pretty.
Amen.
My, my God.
Just, she can look pretty.
Yeah.
Well, she's going to. She likes you.
Come on, brother.
You like her. But just one day, you do something he or she don't like.
Yeah.
Amen. Come on.
Wow. Praise the Lord.
Bless
you. Yeah. I'm so glad the potter don't throw the clay away.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. If it was so, we none of us would be here today.
Amen.
That's the truth. That's the truth.
But you know what he does with the clay? He begins to mold it and shape it.
Amen.
And you know,
yeah.
See, he's the, you know what he's going to? He's going to make himself in you and me.
Come on, amen.
Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord.
And it's no longer you and I that live it, but Christ.
Yes, hallelujah.
Once, oh, when's the last time somebody said, I see Christ in you? I'm not walking around with the cross on my back.
Right.
They don't like it. I've tried that. But say, Lord, just give me a word to speak to someone that I don't know them and they don't know me.
Amen.
Because the Bible says, beware. You can entertain angels.
Amen.
Angels unaware.
Thank you, Lord.
He's got me. He was right here.
Yeah,
I mean, he was right here. We saw him. We said, but where did he go?
Right. Where did he go?
Where did he go?
Yeah.
There's a song, wherever he leads me.
Yeah. Amen.
I will follow.
Yeah.
I will follow.
Yeah.
And he says this in his word. I am the good shepherd, and my sheep know my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. He'll lead you into green pasture. He'll restore your soul. Though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, he loves God, somebody. He'll be right there. I said he'll be right there. Oh, but it's somebody that says I'm hungry. It's somebody that says I'm thirsty. Somebody that'll get up free and start praying to him and saying, Lord, I'm not going to let you go until you bless me and give me the answer.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Yeah.
Glory, you may, when you come out of there, you'll be changed.
Yeah.
Amen.
You can ask Jacob about that.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Brother, he's got a brother that's coming to kill him.
That's right.
Amen.
Yeah.
And there's a devil to come to kill you.
Amen.
To destroy you.
Yeah.
Lord is mighty. Yeah. Glory to God.
But when he comes knocking on your door, let Christ answer that door.
Because
he is to know. He is to
know.
You know, I believe a lot of us has had some bad reports in our life. They say you need a miracle.
Amen.
I know who the miracle is.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus, hallelujah.
I could stay here all night and tell you the things he's done for me and keep telling you.
That's it, Father.
Hallelujah.
That's it, Father.
Praise God.
Every day, I open this book.
Thank you, Lord.
before I go to bed. I'm not here boasting. I'll be sure I talk to you.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Jesus.
Yes. Yes. Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. I can see it more and more.
Thank you, Lord.
It's not coming for a backslid church. It's not coming for a lukewarm church.
Amen.
He's coming for his bride.
Amen.
And she's more and so more.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, revive us again.
Amen.
That we're not having to be called to church, we're calling others to church.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Bless him, Father.
There's a lot of churches, no more altar calls, hardly. Do you know why? I saw this and it'd probably throw me out if I went there.
God bless him, Lord.
The largest church. Thousands, thousands, and thousands, and thousands, and thousands. Oh, they speak in tongues, they shout, they pray all in. Yeah. At the music, the lights, the glamour, I mean, they got it. I said, they got it. And not long ago, there was what they call the Super Bowl. When I saw that, it just, Let me tell you, do you know the Lord is angry with the wicked?
Amen.
Thank God he just don't cut you off right there. He's long-suffering.
Amen.
There was multitudes and they were having here in Ohio, not far from here. Probably about an hour and a half. A mega church, multitudes of thousands. The platform, a big stage. Gigantic church. You couldn't even get the choir in this building, hardly. Oh, they believe. They believe. All right. And here it's one of the pastors. They got more than one.
Yeah.
Over there, the guy down below, big platform. He's got the Bible. Oh, they would have probably put me in jail. Thousands. Super Bowl party.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
They had the Bible like that.
Yeah.
They had the referee in his black and white stripe. You know, a football referee. You know, what do you call them? What do you call them guys?
That's
who? You know those guys that the referee the football games, you know, in their day, you know?
Coach.
Who?
Coach.
Hello, huh?
Referee.
Referee. Call him a referee, whatever. He's the one that if it's a foul, you didn't catch, you know what I'm saying?
It'll work.
He's got it there. The referee standing over there. Down there is the field goal. You know what that is, don't you? There are called lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God.
Amen.
Amen, brother.
They have a form of godliness.
That's right.
But they do not have the power thereof.
Yeah.
From such, turn away.
Amen.
Oh, my blessing, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Down there, the pastor. This is one. She was a woman there that day. They had others. But here she comes. She comes down here. She kicks that Bible.
No.
Somebody got an O back there. Yeah. I had more than an O. I can tell you that right now.
Come on, brother.
I had an indignation, sister, bad. Come down there. See, it's having a Super Bowl party.
Yeah.
Speaking in tongues, shouting, got it all. Got anything you want.
Come on, brother.
Gonna come down there. Gonna kick that Bible.
Yeah. Mama.
There is an indignation.
That's right.
It's the mercy of God.
Thank you, Father.
And they, just like they was at the Super Bowl game, kicking that Bible as a football.
Yeah. Didn't mean nothing.
Well, I'd probably still, if nobody would have bailed me out and I'd been there, I'd probably still been in, I'd had to get somebody to bail me out.
Yeah.
That's right here in Ohio.
My goodness.
I'm not interested in a form.
Come on, bro.
Right.
Come on.
Yeah. Come on.
I can tell you right now.
Blessing, Lord.
Wow.
Blessing.
I want every word that proceeds out of the mouth.
Oh, yes. Amen. Amen.
He said, live to live it.
Come on.
I can believe it, but I got to live it. If I truly live it, that tells me I'm believing it.
Come on. Amen.
I can be a hearer, but not a doer.
Come on. Amen.
Amen. I can come in. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Sing Amazing Grace. Sing Victory in Jesus. And not have enough love.
That's right.
Yeah.
Amen. And I have enough victory to be free from what I'm bound in.
Come on, brother.
Let me tell you, the devil is real.
Amen.
Yes.
I said the devil is real.
Amen.
And I can tell you, he don't have to show up with a pitchfork and a horn and a, right. and a forked tail.
Right.
Come on, brother.
Rather, he'll show up in a suit.
Amen.
Right.
He'll show up as a choir leader,
right.
a deacon.
Yeah.
A pastor,
yeah.
an apostle, a prophet, a evangelist.
Oh, amen.
Come on, and I say this, but I don't, don't take it the wrong way. He's good in what he's doing.
That's right.
He shows up as an angel of light. But that true light, that gospel is the glorious light.
Amen.
I said that gospel. David. Said, lead me to that rock.
Amen.
That's higher than I. And you know who leads us to that rock? The Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost leads us. The Spirit of truth will what? Bear witness to the word of truth, which is Christ. That preacher is going on. I'm sitting there eating it up. I'm eating it up. But I can tell you, if I was at a restaurant eating it up and all of that, and all of a sudden I seen a big green fly.
Come on, brother.
Praise your God. Praise
I just lost my appetite.
Oh, bless
you. Now, I could remove the green fly. But while I try to eat it, I'd be thinking about the green fly. Come on. Come on. Because I would say, maybe I missed one of his buddies.
Come on.
Got in there before I knew.
Come on, brother.
Have you ever been hungry?
Yeah.
Have you ever been hungry, Pastor?
Oh, yeah.
And all of a sudden you're eating it? No, help me, Jesus.
Yeah.
All of a sudden there's something.
Come on, brother.
Go on down, come on.
My goodness.
Oh, brother.
Look at the size of that head.
Come on, brother.
Oh, ain't no use telling the waiter to come. I done lost my appetite.
Come on, brother.
Come on,
brother. I went back and asked, said, how was the meal? Do you want the truth?
Come on, brother.
What's wrong with it?
Hallelujah.
I found a big, long, curly hair about that big.
Oh, my goodness.
I had it halfway down almost. Come on.
Come on, brother.
You know what I like about some things? That sheep, when it eats, it just keeps on eating, keeps on chewing. And you know, sometimes there's ones that they get it down and they burp it back up. They want more. Come on. Come on. Have you ever been here to preach and you said, ooh, that was me. Ooh. Help me, Lord. And you try to swallow.
Come on.
Yeah.
Well, it was the truth. I knew that. I knew it was the truth. I knew it was the truth. And it wants to come back up.
Yeah.
Come on. And he just sitting there saying, I hope he hurries up and makes an order call. Oh, help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. I don't need you to burn me on my back. Come on, I don't need you to burp me on my back or rub my tummy. What I need you to do, oh God, is clean me from the inside out. That I can say, I've got the Lord. I've heard the voice of God. I'm hungry for the Lord.
Amen.
You ever heard that? You know, some... Oh, help me here, Lord.
That's empowering.
Some mom and dads. Mama likes that baby. Daddy likes the other baby more.
Come on, brother.
That boy looks just like me. Come on.
God bless you, Father.
You ever seen? I know who the spoiled one is in the family. Uh-huh. Gets everything it wants. God won't spoil you. He'll correct you.
That's right.
He'll rebuke you. Yeah. He'll reprove you. Yeah. He'll test you. You know why? Because he loves you.
Amen.
That's the word.
Amen.
Oh.
Thank you, Lord.
Do you believe he's still the same as he always was?
Yes. Yeah. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. Blessing, Father.
That man got so mad. The husband got so mad. See, the devil uses those that are close to you.
Amen.
It wasn't a stranger. It was a familiar friend.
Amen.
That I ate with. I fellowshiped. Come on.
Yeah. Come on, brother.
It's in the Bible.
Right, right.
That doorkeeper.
Yeah.
He'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of God. When they come, we greet them in the name of the Lord.
Yes.
Amen.
We want them to feel that where the Spirit is, there's liberty.
Amen.
See, have you ever been in a place that you couldn't wait to get out? You could feel the darkness. You could feel not long ago we was at a place. It'd be like me trying to, a square hole, trying to put me in, a square peg, trying to put me in a round hole. I couldn't wait to get out. I just said, hey.
Right.
I just know. That Lord, you're not in this.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We have the Spirit of God. And the Spirit of God will always bear witness to that word.
Amen.
Too.
Amen, brother.
Always.
Yes, Lord.
That husband told his wife, I'm tired of it. Don't want you no more doing this. She said, I love the Lord. She said, yeah. But I guess the devil got him jealous over the Lord.
Come on.
Okay.
By the woman. You know what I'm saying? Using that woman. Amen. And but the thing was, it was the Lord that was wanting to serve the Lord, to do what was right.
Amen.
So what the devil did, he began to accuse. Amen.
Come on.
He told the wife, no more of that Bible. How true it is, I do not know. But what happened? He took that Bible, Carter. He took that Bible. He said, I don't believe in your God. I don't have nothing to do with him. Nothing to do with your God. Grandly took her Bible and threw it into the fireplace and watched it burn. There's your God. She just held her peace. Sometime we got to do that too.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Come on.
Amen.
And let God fight your battle.
Yes, amen.
That brother and sister, he's never lost a battle yet.
That's right, amen.
What happened was, that morning he got up. He went down, he's going walking by, and he looked over there. And he seen the Bible was all burnt, completely burned. But he happened to notice a little white part. He hated God. And it just, the Lord knows how to really get your attention.
Uh-huh, amen.
Let it be easy. It just something drawed him to that one little piece.
Yeah.
He got down there and You know how paper burns black everywhere, you know? Picked it up. And he read it. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall never.
Amen.
He fell and cried out to God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
God be the Lord.